Morgan Pharmacy has an old-time feel with this display of old prescription bottles and the original shelves from when the store opened in 1912. Pharmacist Barry Deutschman bought the store 20 years ago.
During the time period between then and the time we stopped carrying tobacco, you could see that people would rest their cigarettes on the counters here.
The pharmacy is located in a residential neighborhood of Washington, and most people hear about it word of mouth.
Once somebody who's never been here comes in here, they love the place, and they want to come back.
Sandra Sugar has been coming to Morgan's for years.
This has nostalgia just coming in here.
Tony Stevens feels a special bond.
The people who work here, they're helpful, they're more like family.
Some customers enjoy the new products and old-fashioned packaging.
It smells so good.
Others, Deutschman says, like items that are old-fashioned.
Grandpa's pine tar soap.
After prescriptions, chocolate is the big seller.
People who take medicine occasionally need a treat, and they really want good candies.
The number of independent pharmacies has been dwindling. The National Community Pharmacists Association says about 20,000 exist today, down by half from 20 years ago. They are being replaced by drug and supermarket chains, which often open up in the same neighborhood and offer a wider selection of items.
Hello.
Abby Griffin says the chain stores are impersonal, so she comes to Morgan's.
It's the friendliness, and you feel you trust the pharmacist, you trust their advice.
Independents like Morgan's Pharmacy often provide services the chain stores don't, such as compounding certain drugs and creams by hand and delivering prescriptions. Deutschman says the pharmacists also take the time to talk with customers and get to know them.
So it's more than just being the neighborhood pharmacist, it's being part of the community. You don't get treated like this in chain drugstores.
Despite the competition, Deutschman hopes Morgan Pharmacy will be around for a long time.
Larry, how are you?
I have the most wonderful clientele in the world. I have no plans on retiring. Our plan is to hang in there as long as we can.
Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.